Welcome to Star Talk, your place in the universe where science and pop culture collide. Star Talk begins right now. This is Star Talk. This is a Things You Thought You Knew edition. And that means it's just going to be me and Chuck for this whole episode. Can you handle it, Chuck?
No. I'm already. I'm overwhelmed. Because I already know that I don't know. See?
Okay.
There's no thinking that I know.
Okay. So we're going to... let's first take on the topic that's so simple. Why do things break when they fall? What do you think of that?
See, but this is what I've learned from Things You Thought You Knew. There are times when, in the past, at full disclosure, where you have said, so we're going to talk about floating, things that float. And in my head, I will say, not audibly, of course, but I will say, Neil has lost his damn mind. He wants to sit here and waste people time talking about why something might float. And I'm like, all right, bro, whatever. Let's get into it. And then we start talking about it. And by the time it's over, I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay.
So
here you go.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Okay. Yeah.
Why things break when they fall.
Yeah. So maybe it's obvious to some people, but just I thought I would tease out the physics of what's going on. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So you have a plate that is up on a shelf.
Okay.
Right? It's a breakable plate.
All right.
And somebody shoves the plate, it falls, it hits the ground and breaks.
It's a cat. A cat did that.
A cat did that, for sure.
Always a cat.
For sure.
Right.
Okay. One of my favorite memes, was it a meme, where they said, we know the Earth isn't flat because otherwise cats would have pushed everything off of it by now.
I never saw that, but that's hilarious.
That's a really good evidence that Earth is not flat. So if the plate is just sitting there in front of you on the table and you want to break it, you have to introduce energy. All right.
Or a
Jewish wedding, they break.
No, they Jewish break wedding, glass. You step on the glass when you're done.
What, Greek wedding, they break plates?
No, when they're dancing. Opa, bang.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess I've never been to a Greek wedding. And probably neither have you.
Neither have I. Have not.
Okay.
And right now, there are a bunch of Greek people watching this going, the hell is Chuck talking about?
All right. So the plate is in front of you. You actually have to commit some kind of violence on the plate to do it.
Okay.
So what you have to do is ask, how much energy is holding this plate together? All right. So you go down to the molecular level and see how strongly the molecules are bound to each other. Okay. So in a crystal, for example, they're pretty strongly bound together. So if you try to break a crystal, it's hard. It takes more energy to break a crystal, all right? And so, but it's a fragile sort of dinner plate, all right? Not a plastic plate, but just one that can break. You actually have to put energy into it, and the plate will not break unless the energy you put into it is greater than the binding energy of the molecules holding the plate together.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That's simple. Doesn't that make sense? It makes complete sense.
Okay. What doesn't make sense right now is binding energy.
Okay, so I thought those two words mean exactly what you think they mean in that sentence. So the two molecules that are adjacent to each other, right? Now, why doesn't the plate just separate all by itself?
All by itself.
Yeah, something is holding the molecules together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be any one of a number of kinds of forces doing it. But nonetheless, they're attached to each other. And if you introduce energy that's greater than the energy that's holding it together, you will break that bond.
Gotcha.
Okay. So that's how anything breaks, basically.
All right.
We happen to use dinner plates for this example. Mm-hmm. All right. So if it's just sitting there in front of you, and if you pound on it, you'll break it. All right. So you had to put energy in it. But wait a minute. the plate that's sitting on a shelf that the cat pushed off, you're not pounding on it. You didn't pound on the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing touched that plate. Okay? Did the cat break the plate? No. The cat just showed the plate the edge of the shelf.
And even if the cat broke the plate, you know cats, they'd have been like, I ain't break your plate. I don't even know who you're looking at. Why are you even looking over here? First of all, why are you in my house right now? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Who the hell are you? And why do you show up every day? How'd you get a key? Is what I want to know. How did you get a key to this house?
I saw a comic where there's a cat sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. And the caption said, if cats could talk, right? And so the person who owns the cat comes home,
right?
It says, oh, hi, kitty, witty, witty. And then the cat looks up at him and then goes back to sleep.
Right. If cats could talk. That is genius. I don't know who wrote that.
That's complete genius.
That is genius. If cats could talk, which would be like, yeah, they wouldn't. They would just look at you and think, this mother.
Right, but they think everything you said they would say. Right.
That's right. Never say it to you.
It's like, what are you doing in my house?
That's right.
Who gave you the key? Well, can I get back to breaking plates, please?
Anyway, okay. So the cat didn't do anything to the plate.
The cat didn't physically break the plate.
Right.
Okay. So what broke the plate? This is the question. You know that if you take a hammer and hit it to a plate, it'll break. You know if you pound your fist on the plate, it'll break. You know all this, okay? Why did the plate break when it fell off the shelf?
Because it hit the floor.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. It hit the floor with a certain amount of energy.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And the higher the location it falls from, the more energy it's going to have. Does that make sense?
Of course, yeah.
And you know what kind of energy that is?
Energy
of motion. So we have a word for that.
Okay. Kinetic.
Kinetic energy. Exactly. So the kinetic energy of the plate that it had the instant before it hit the floor, mm-hmm. You have to ask, how much energy is that compared to the binding energy of the plate?
Okay.
All right.
Right.
So does that exceed the binding energy of the plate? And if it does, the plate will break. Okay. Where did the plate get its kinetic energy from?
Gravity.
Gravity. Okay. All right. But gravity didn't put the plate on the shelf.
Okay.
Who put the plate on the shelf?
Well, I mean, who lives with the cat? Because...
That's who put the plate on the shelf.
Yeah, because, you know.
Okay. So the plate used to be at a low location.
Right.
And somebody walked up to the plate after it was cleaned. It was like the lower shelf of the dishwasher. They picked it up, used their energy...
Uh-huh.
To give that plate what's called gravitational potential energy. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the higher you put the plate on the shelf, the more gravitational potential energy it has. And uh-huh. Then the plate just sits there in possession of gravitational potential energy. It just sits there. And if the cat pushes the plate off the shelf, the gravitational potential energy swaps and becomes kinetic energy.
Right.
Okay? Until it has no gravitational potential energy left, which is right when it hits the floor, and all that energy becomes kinetic.
Mm-hmm.
And this dance between kinetic energy and gravitational potential energy is what goes on in every curve and every turn of a roller coaster. Okay?
Huh.
Other than the first pull up the top,
right?
Okay, where there's like chains and motors, everything else is free fall, basically. You're in free glide, all right? And so that's why when you go up a hill, you slow down. Well, why are you slowing down? Because the gravitational potential energy is taking away your kinetic energy. And once you get to the top, why do you speed up on the way down? Because the kinetic energy is taking away, is being converted from the gravitational potential energy. And your fastest point on an entire roller coaster is going to be where?
The fastest point?
Yes.
You mean where you reach your top speed?
Yes. Where's that going to be?
The bottom of the first drop.
The bottom of it, the lowest point of the roller coaster right. is going to be your highest kinetic energy. And your highest potential energy is obvious now. It's going to be whatever is the highest point on the roller coaster. So the roller coasters fully exploit this gravity, kinetic energy, potential energy relationship. Okay? And mm-hmm. all I'm saying is you want to know who broke the plate? You did, because you gave it the energy to break in the first place by ascending it to that shelf.
See, it sounds to me like you've been talking to the cat. Because that's something the cat would say.
I had nothing to do with this.
Hey, what you talking about?
Whoever put put it here is their fault.
Right. I was just introducing you to some gravitational kinetic energy, okay? Getting rid of some potential energy. And by the way, the broom is over there, okay?